Florida Automated Weather Network Director Rick Glesher discusses what's new with the network regarding cold protection tools for farmers and other features.
We provide guidance for farmers when they're using water for cold protection, and we have the Fawn Cold Protection Toolkit, which is a decision-making suite of tools that farmers can use when they might need to use water for cold protection. And one of the recent changes that we implemented for that is displaying all the tools as they apply to a single station. You can also access them the traditional way, which is looking at the tools individually. But we found that most growers like to kind of key in on one or two stations, and so we just display all the tools as they apply to that station. And so what it does is it takes you from a kind of the big picture, looking at a four-day forecast, all the way down to evaluating individual cold events, looking at things like overnight temperature estimates, minimum temperature estimates, tracking forecast, in other words, comparing the actual temperature to the forecasted temperature so a grower can look at whether the actual temperature is staying close to what they forecasted. It might be deviating warmer or it might be deviating cooler. This can be a good indicator of whether they need to turn their systems on. The other thing is looking at evaporative cooling potential. In other words, if that plant surface is wet, what's the potential for further cooling due to evaporation? That can be significant if the wet bulb temperature is very low. And then finally, looking at when to turn off a running irrigation system, and we give a safe cutoff temperature. Other things they can look at on these pages are graphic forecasts. We recently added a wet bulb forecast graphic that's available on each station page. In the graphic forecast link, you can look at the forecast of wet bulb. And as I mentioned a minute ago, that can be a significant factor on evaluating individual cold nights.
What else? Anything else new with Fawn?
Well, a couple of things. We're always looking at ways to add new information and so on. And so we're trying to, little by little, add information that can be useful more to the general public. Not that it's not useful to growers, but, for example, we recently added a radar page so that you can look at the individual radar images, or you can look at a loop of radar images. And, that might not be something a grower would normally look at, but the general public might want to look at that, and they might normally go to a different website to look at that. And so we are trying to add as much information as we can that everybody can use it.
Do you have a record of how many clicks you get in a month or a year?
We do. We do keep track of that, and the users, the number of visitors can vary throughout the year, with less visitors during the warmer months and significantly more during the colder months. Several years ago, we had over a three-day period, we had over 1 million visits to our website, and then during the summer, we might only have a few thousand.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.